on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find some winners today in the Victorian Form Preview. Racing on the synthetic at Ballarat today, and Mark Hunter's the man who's going to find us all the winners. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
That's good. What's your theory on synthetic racing? I know there's some punters that don't like to have a bet on it. Others love it because they think it's more consistent racing. What are your thoughts?
I don't mind it. You tend to get the same bunch of horses that go there consistently, so you certainly have to keep your eye on the synthetic racing to get a feel of them. On Sunday, they race there, and look, if you had your choice, you'd rather be nearer the fence, but they did have races where they came from the back if the tempo was okay, so I think it all depends how the race shapes up. If I had my choice, I'd rather be up near the front or near the fence.
All right. Well, let's have a look at the meeting today. In the first, take out number three, the favourite, He's Runaways at $2.40, Just As Soon at $3.80, and Cake Walker $4.40. So a few in the market in the first. Who do you like?
The favourite should win number two, He's Runaway. It's certainly competed in better races than this. Had 12 starts and 6 placings. It got back at Cranbourne, ran on nicely enough for fifth. Now, it'll settle out the back again here from the gate, I would imagine, and it just has to run the 2,100 metres. So it's going to need the right track into the race, come to the outside at the right time, be close enough. If that happens, it should run them down to beat number four, Cake Walker. Cake Walker was in a weak maiden up there at Swan Hill. It fought on okay. Seven Just As Soon. It was pretty ordinary last time. Got a bit of a bump on the corner, which may have cost it momentum. Gets Craig Newitt, finds a weak race. And five, Christine's Legacy comes through the same race as Just As Soon. Wasn't much depth of that race, might be next best. Two really should win. I'll go 2, 4, 7, and 5.
2, 4, 7, and 5 in race number one at Ballarat. Race number two, we can take out 13, Miss Minnelli. And in this race, we've got Medica First Starter, trained by Peter Moody. Luke Nolan on board. Gee, it's bred in the purple too. It's Snitzel out of that very good Group 1 winning mare Response. $3.70. Moscon's at $3.80. Madeline Rose, $5. Jude Star at $7.50. Good push from our trial files, Wizard Glenn Ingram as well at $7.50. And he also mentioned Tycoon Bucks at $10 from the Andrew Noblett stable. What do you think about those two, which Glenn's keen on from the trials?
Yeah, they've both got chances. I haven't put Juice Star in my numbers, but it would be, I think it's a really even race, and it would certainly be in an early quarter if I did take one. I'll tip number five here, Madeline Rose, who's got speed and got race experience. Will go forward, keep itself out of trouble and give you a good sight. To beat number seven, Moscon, who ran on well at Bendigo, should be able to set a close look from gate one. Six, Medic, it's trialled okay, it's certainly in the mix. And 11, Tycoon Bucks, I can see why he likes that horse. Had that debut on the wet track where it was very hard to make ground that race. It did run on quite well out wide to finish fifth. Even race, I'll go 5, 7, 6, and 11.
5, 7, 6, and 11 in the second. Race number three, they all go round. We've got a shorty here. Jenny Bad Cat, which is into $1.65. Gee, it's tight, isn't it? Only the one start at Pakenham, and it finished fourth on that occasion. For Tessa's at $4.40. Boy from the Bull at $6. Gin and Orange, $6.50. Would you take $1.65, Jenny Bad Cat?
No, I'm tipping number four, Gin and Orange. Now, this horse has had one start. He ran last, and the jockey reported that doesn't like synthetic track racing. So you can see how I'm pretty confident about it. Look, it had trialled better before that run. It's got blinkers first time here, and if you go back and have a look at that run, it was quite strong over the line. So I'm sure the ability's there. I think the Hayes team knock up winning these races with horses blinkers first time. It's a weak race. If it's any good at all, it'll beat these. To beat number eight, Jenny Bad Cat. It ran okay on debut. It made ground. It's short odds due to a lack of opposition. 7-4 Tessa is coming out of weak races. Fought on okay last time. And one boy from the Bull. It's shown some ability without raving. I think number four is the key to the race here. I'll go 4, 8, 7, and 1.
All right, 4, 8, 7, and 1. Currently $6.50, Gin and Orange. So a bit of value to beat the short-priced odds-on favourite in the third. Race number four. Got a few scratchings here. Take out the 2, 4, and 8, which means we're left with just a field of 6, and it's another tidy. Stretto, $1.65. Miss 10,000 is at $2.25, and they dominate the market. Set to $10 the next best in this two-horse race. Which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning to number 7, Miss 10,000. I've actually got a tiny little share in Stretto, so I hope it wins, but I just think that number 7, Miss 10,000, just might be too strong. It was good at Swan Hill. It will run the 1,400 metres, and I think that's the difference to beat number 5, Stretto. Had a few tries, looked really promising early in his career. Got beaten on a heavy track first up. Fitter, just has to run the distance. That's going to be your query. Number 1, Bartender Blues. It resumes. It wasn't far behind Stretto in a race at Seymour there, so it's got some chance. And 6, Lady Moore, next best, gets a nice run, might run a place. Certainly a two-horse race. I'll go with 7, just to be too strong. 7, 5, 1 and 6.
All right, 7 to beat the horse he owns. That's honesty for you there, punters. 7 to beat the 5. Missed 10,225 in race number 4. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out 13, 14 and 15. D Keeper is the $2.90 favourite, with Lindsay Smith the trainer. Kia Moos at $6. Gina Lola at $6.50. And then we're down to Rode also at $6.50 as well. D Keeper, last start finished second behind Kimu on the synthetic. Can it turn the tables? The punters think so.
Yeah, certainly got a chance of doing that. I'm going wide in this race. I've got 7 for the quaddie. I'll tip number 2, Gina Lola. If you go back on dry ground 2 starts ago, it was just beaten by Liberator, who we've seen win in town. I then went to that really heavy track at Sandown, didn't fire. Gets back on the synthetic here, pushes forward for Michael Rodd, and should give you a great sight. To beat number 6, Kimu, meets Seakeeper a lot worse at the weights, but it will hammer forward from that gate and just look to run them into the ground again. Number 7, D Keeper, just running into winning form, ready to win, got the 2 kilo claim. And 10, Luna Smith, who had every chance last time, but should get a nice run just behind the pace and be fitter. Even though for mine, I'll go 2, 6, 7 and 10.
2, 6, 7 and 10. Now, you haven't included number 1, Duchess Grace. You might throw it in after hearing Lloyd Kennywell on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, she's a good runner on the synthetic track, so I think she'll be hard to beat. I think she's probably my best runner for the day.
Really?
And I think she'll be hard to beat, yep.
$14, is that way overs?
I think so. I mean, she's very good on the synthetic. She's back down in grade, gets the claim for Will Price, and she was probably a little bit unlucky. She just sort of, everywhere she went last start at Pakenham, she just sort of got blocked. She was on the inside, didn't have a hell of a lot of room. Before that, her form was terrific, so I thought she'd be pretty hard to beat there, and she's good each-way value at $14.
Gee, it's a good push. Now it's into $12. What did you think of Duchess Grace?
Yeah, it's in the numbers for the quaddie, Michael. It gets a great run. There's good speed here, and Duchess Grace should park in that perfect synthetic spot, about fifth or sixth down on the rails. Got Will Price riding in good form, gets a good run. I just think it's a chance, but it's a very open race.
Yeah, all right. Race number 6 is the second leg of the quaddie. We can take out the 8. The market here has Zunique in the favoured position at $3.80. Runbro, $4.60. Kipkita, $5. Mickey Blue Eyes is at $6. And then we're down to Battlemaster at $6.50. So this is another race where it's a pretty wide affair by the look of it.
I'm keen on 6 Runbro here. It comes through the same race as Duchess Grace last time. If you thought Duchess Grace had no luck, have a look at Runbro's run. It just kept... It just had nowhere to go up the straight. It was up the inside with no room. Now, Ren 8 should have finished a whole lot closer. Gets into a perfect race here. Races well on this track. 1,500 metres suits. I think it's an each-way special to beat number 7, Battlemaster, who comes through the same race, gets a lovely run from the gate. I think it's the danger. Number 2, Kipkita. It got belted there by Smoke Bomb last time, but it's got some chance. And 3, Zunique. Made ground first up in a real bunch to finish. I think this is a harder race, and I think it might, it's a bit under the odds. So pretty keen on 6 here. I'll go 6, 7, 2 and 3.
All right. $4.60 looks a generous price, and you'd be happy to play at that odds, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, $4.60 Runbro could be one of the good things of the day in race number 6. Race number 7, we can take out 2, 7, 9 and 11. Lady Solly, which was another one of the selections from the trial files, is the favourite at $3. Lucifer's Reward, $3.60. Liquor Paint, $4. A Good Yarn at $5. So it's only a small field, but there's a few given a chance here, Mark.
Yeah, there's two scenarios here. I'm keen on number 3, Lucifer's Reward. And for it to win, you're going to have to see a speed duel. There's 3 or 4 here that push forward. If they chop each other up, Lucifer's Rod, we're sitting back, come to the outside, let rip, and like it did the other night, I think it'll win. 5, Lady Solly, it's got a great winning chance. It's one of the speed horses that trials terrific at Ballarat. It just won't want to cop too much pressure first up, or the 3 will run it down. Down to number 8, Liquor Paint, back to the 1,000 metres, has got a chance. And 10, Hecker Express, who's another one of those speed horses, got carved up in Adelaide there last time. and does face pressure again here. I'm looking for a speed battle. If that happens, I think three will get over the top. I'll go 3, 5, 8, and 10.
3, 5, 8, and 10. Lucifer's Reward at 360 in the seventh, the last race. We take out 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Maserati Bay is the favourite. Will Price takes a kilo and a half off. First up for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace at 360. Compt is at 440. Ash and Amy Yagi on fire, the stable. Soaring Eagle, $5. And Super Hussies at $5 as well. How many do we need in the last leg, do you think, Mark?
I'm taking three. I think number three, Maserati Bay, is the one to beat. It resumes. They've taken the blinkers off. It trialled recently up the back straight at Sandown, and went forward in the trial. It's a pretty lazy horse, so I think under race circumstances, sitting midfield, getting cover three wide, coming to the outside, I think you'll see Maserati Bay run over the top of them. The danger is definitely number seven, Comp, who's going terrific for the stable, had no luck last time. A little roughy here, number 12, Mishimokwa. This is another Hayes putting the blinkers on here. Its best form's competitive, didn't do hardly anything first up, but the blinkers might snap it into action. And then 9, Soaring Eagle. It was okay first up and will be fitter. I'll go 3, 7, 12, and 9.
3, 7, 12, and 9. It's going to be an interesting meeting on the synthetic. Where are we building our bank and trying to have the best bets of the day?
Where the best will go race 6, number 6, Runbro. Our value runner will go race 3, number 4, Gin and Orange. The quaddy going wide first leg will go 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, and 10 into 6 and 7, into 3, 5, 8, and come home with 3, 7, and 12. Play of the day, playing a parlay 2, 3 for a win. Race 3, number 4, Gin and Orange. Race 6, number 6, Runbro. And race 7, number 3, Lucifer's Reward.